Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. Lots of fun in studio as the volunteers, the students from Emmanuel Lutheran School in St. Charles, are making their way out. And one of the fun things I love, something I enjoy with my family, arch books. And my son and I enjoy reading them. He loves the rhyme in those. And as he continues to grow in age, starting to pay more attention to and actually sit long enough to pay attention to an arch book. And guess what? Concordia Publishing House has new arch books being added to their lineup. Joining me by phone today, Peggy Keady. She's a senior editor with Concordia Publishing House. Welcome back, Peggy.
Good morning, Andy. It's good to be back.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks for the news about new arch books. I'm excited.
Awesome. Yeah, we're always excited to come out with new arch books. And this year, or this month, we're coming out with three new arch books just for spring.
All right, so three new arch books. What goes into to developing new arch books like this? And for our listeners not familiar with arch books, how would you describe them? For me, they're nice, generally, not always, but most of the time, rhyming books that tell a biblical narrative in language that's engaging for a young child.
Well, that's a really good description, Andy. They are 16-page, colorful Bible storybooks. Each arch book tells one Bible story in a rhyme. Some rhymes are longer than others. Some of the verses, the lines are longer than others. But at the end of each arch book, then, is a letter to parents that tells a little bit about the background of the story and also how they might incorporate that story more into their faith building at home.
And so these are fun books to sit down and read together. And as a child gets older, can then read to you as well because of the rhyming. I think it makes it easier to read.
It does. It definitely makes it easier to read. They have a sing-songy kind mm-hmm. of rhythm, and that's deliberate. So they're easy to listen to, engaging to hear. And also they do make good practice books for those emerging readers. Arch books are included in the Accelerated Reader Program, so schools that are part of that program can have arch books that their students can read and then take their AR test.
What are some of the new books that are being added to the arch books lineup this year?
Well, the three new books we have available right now are Joshua and the Fall of Jericho, and then Peter Surprises Rhoda. And the third one is called Jesus Christ is Risen Today, and that's our Easter arch book for this year.
Now, I'm glad you mentioned the Easter arch book this year. There are several Easter arch books, which I like having several, because as we approach that in the church year and looking forward to Easter, we have a couple of different books, a couple of different angles to approach that topic.
Yeah, we have 15 or so different Easter arch books available. And just as you said, each one of those approaches the story from a different angle. Some tell the story of Holy Week, and some just about Good Friday. Most of them talk about Easter Sunday. So yeah, it's a matter of how the parent or teacher or gift giver wants to tell that Easter story to the child. Our Easter arch books make great additions to Easter baskets, by the way. They're a lot healthier than candy.
Absolutely. And they're affordable, too.
They are affordable. Arch books are $2.49. That's less than a lot of greeting cards these days. And they make a lasting gift because the child, the parent, can go back to that arch book time after time and reread that story.
What a good point sometimes less than most greeting cards.
Yeah.
So instead of sending a greeting card, send an arch book. If you're sending something for a holiday or a special occasion, send an arch book in lieu of a greeting card. And then it's something that sticks around a lot longer than a greeting card, with a message that's perhaps a lot longer than a greeting card too.
Sure. Every arch book, as we said earlier, teaches a Bible story, but it also, the point of every arch book is for the child to learn what that Bible story means in his or her own life, what the Lord meant when he included that story in Scripture for us. It's for our learning and for our benefit. So those arch books, while they're teaching the Bible story, they're also teaching the child biblical application.
Tell me about the first one you mentioned, Joshua and the Fall of Jericho.
Yeah, that's a great Old Testament story. Of course, it's about how Joshua led this attack on Jericho, and how by the power of the Lord were able to defeat their enemies and regain the city. The artwork in this one is it's just very beautiful. One of the things about arch books that we take a great deal of care in is to portray these stories in a historically accurate way. So when a child looks at these arch books and they see what the buildings look like and what the garments look like and what the landscape look like, they can be assured that this is as historically accurate as we know to make it. All of our arch books go through a very thorough review process. They are edited, to be sure. They also, the text is doctrinally approved, which means that our church body gets behind that text and says, yes, this teaches the same doctrine that the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod does. And also they are reviewed by a biblical historian who looks at the illustrations to just confirm that we are portraying these scenes as accurately as we can.
Let's take a look at the next one. Peter surprises Rhoda.
Yeah, this is an interpretation, a retelling of this moment when Peter has been imprisoned, and he is released by this angel from that God has sent to release Peter from his chains and from his prison. And then he goes to this place during the middle of the night. He goes to this place where his friends are praying for him. And he knocks on the door, and Rhoda is so surprised. She recognizes his voice. She's so surprised that she forgets to open the door to let him in. So it's a comical scene, but it also teaches the child just how powerful our God is, and how angels are there to guide and protect us.
And then the Easter book this year, Jesus Christ is Risen Today.
Yes, Andy, this book, we decided to go with a title that is the same title of a hymn that's very familiar to us as we've sung historically. This hymn, Jesus Christ is Risen Today, variations of it have been sung since the 14th century. So that's since the 1300s, people have been singing this hymn. So this Easter book tells the Easter story from the different perspectives of people who were there. So we get Joanna's perspective of that Easter day. We get Mary Magdalene's perspective of that day, and Peter and Cleopas. Those people, those historical figures who were there at Jesus' resurrection, get an opportunity on each of these pages to tell just their view of how that day unfolded.
Arch books, you mentioned, have been around for quite a while. Who is, I talked about reading these with my young child, he's 3. What is the age that they're originally written for? What's the audience they're usually written for?
Well, we say about 5 to 9. 5 for comprehension, 9 or 10 as children start to read on their own. But as long as a child is interested and willing to sit still on a parent's lap for a few minutes, arch books can be used for that child. So the parent doesn't have to read the story word for word. They can just skim through it as a 2-year-old might be willing to turn the pages by himself and look at the pictures. The parent can say, oh, and here is Cleopas, and he's talking about Jesus, and here is Thomas, and he's looking at Jesus' wound. And anyway, so a 2-year-old certainly can benefit from that. But the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old child is really beginning to learn Scripture and learn these Bible stories. That's the target age range for these books.
3 new arch books available from Concordia Publishing House, cph.org. Peggy, thanks so much for being my guest today, and thanks. Keep up the great work bringing out more arch books.
Thank you, Andy. It's always a pleasure.
Coming up in just a little bit, a great event going on here in the Metro East. Concordia University Chicago headed our way, bringing their musical talent. We'll find out more in just a little bit right here on Faith and Family.